You are listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Policy Project. I'm Sid, the host of this podcast and your go-to person for all things finance and insurance. How are you all? In today's podcast, our focus will be on discussing InsurTech and its impact on today's insurance landscape. So with InsurTech, the insurance industry has become more agile, adapting quickly to changing market dynamics, regulatory requirements, and customer preferences. And to shed more light on this topic, like always, we have with us a wonderful expert who's out here to share his in-depth insights. Please welcome Brijesh Kumar. He's the head of product and technology at PolicyBazaar.ae. Welcome, Brijesh. Welcome to The Policy Project. Thrilled to have you here.
Thanks, Sid. Thanks for having me here.
Awesome. So we would be talking about InsurTech. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
All right. So let's just dive right in. First question, what exactly is the concept of InsurTech for a layman and how is it transfiguring into the insurance industry?
So very simply put, InsurTech essentially means it's the technology that you use in the insurance space. Right. Mm-hmm. It's the day-to-day technologies that is changing the industry and is kind of enabling insurers or the other stakeholders of the ecosystem to provide those experiences for the consumer as well as for themselves so that they're able to have those their processes much more efficient and much more easy for people to use. Right. So simply put, you can actually look at it in three broader buckets. So what are the technologies that you're building, which is going to be for the customer? What are the technologies that you're building, which is going to be utilized by you yourself within your organization, which essentially kind of improves your efficiency? And lastly, but not least, that it is also if you look at it in a broader perspective, is kind of changing the industry altogether, right? So if you break it down further, you will see that there are multiple ways that this digitization is happening, right? And we all know that technology is becoming so ubiquitous that we are kind of experiencing technology in all forms. And throughout the day, we interact with so many touch points that are enabled by technology, right? So, and similarly, insurance as an industry is not alien to it. And we are seeing that a lot of technology is now being adopted and now being offered to the customer so that they are able to take better decisions and they are able to kind of experience that the insurers or the other stakeholders within the ecosystem want to give to the customers, right? So it starts from simple digitization of the processes, right? From the way you show your quotes to the customer, the way you or you basically bring out the quotes from your backend system to the show so that it's visible on the screen. To move on to how you kind of store that data and create that policy vault within your ecosystem. And later using that to kind of service your customer in a much meaningful way, in a much faster way, so that there is no back and forth between the insurer and the customer, or let's say a player like us, between us and our customer. So that's kind of digitization has helped us achieve that kind of efficiency there, right? Then also, if you move forward, you'll also see that a lot of personalization can be done because it's all digitized. So there's a lot of data. You can ride on that data and start creating customers or experience which are personalized for each of those use cases, right? So for example, if you are looking for a car insurance, right? And if you have a specific car which you are going to look for a quote for, right? And then the whole thing is now revolving around what your needs are, what your profile is, how old is your car and so on and so forth. So a lot of personalization can be done. A lot of actual pinpointed, targeted kind of quotes can be given out to you. And then that in overall enhances the experience for the customer. This also kind of helps distribution models to start trying new things just the way we are, right? We are now at a stage at Policy Bazaar where we are now starting to leverage some of those new age technologies and is helping us give exactly what the customer is expecting. It's end of the day managing the expectation of the customer, and it's rising every day. And also because, so the exposure to technology is so high for customers, so we have to keep up and we have to give that kind of an experience that they expect from a consumer app. But right. In this case, we are talking fintech or insurtech. So we have to make it as easy, as intuitive for them to kind of take this journey with us and finally be able to take a decision to come to a point where they're able to finalize the product and then pay for it.
Interesting. And some time back, you were talking about customization for the customer. So what are the technologies in policybazaar.ae that the company is harnessing for automation and streamlining business processes, just so that the value proposition to customers is just way up there?
Yeah. So see, you have to look at what is driving all this, right? At the back end, everything is driven by data. We have data. Customers have every footstep that they take, there is a footprint for us, right? And it's not just for you as a one person coming onto the platform. It's for thousands and millions of customers who have interacted with us. So we now bring everything together and then start giving that experience. For example, let's say you log on to Policy Bazaar, and the moment you click on insurance, for example, a car insurance or a health insurance icon, there we start customizing the journey for you. How? So the first question we ask you, you answer something. The next question will be dependent on what you answered there, right? So it just keeps, there is a decision tree that goes behind, and everything from there on just keeps adapting to the previous step that you've kind of answered with whatever value. So it's kind of a journey that starts from your first question, but ends totally different when you finally end at the last question for us to know what you're looking for. All the inquiry data for every customer is kind of unique, right? Because the vehicle might be different, for example, in case of car, but in case of health, your family construct might be different. You might be buying it for yourself, or you might be buying it for your entire family, or you may be buying it for your domestic help, right? So it all changes. The entire flow will change. So we are able to kind of give that experience. Do not ask irrelevant questions. So that's also there, right? In a digital platform, you cannot ask questions which are not relevant. You cannot have a single form that everybody is filling, right? So that kind of wastes a customer time, and it creates false data at our end, which we cannot actually use. And it's more like it might make our decision tree go somewhere haywire, or we'll have to create logics which will kind of take care of that extra data. But so starting from there, then of course, there are channels. There are multiple communication channels that we are kind of leveraging. So if you look at WhatsApp, WhatsApp is not just a communication platform where one person is talking to the other person. Now, WhatsApp is used by enterprises, and we also have kind of covered a lot of ground there. So now, for example, on WhatsApp, if you come in, we know who you are. Of course, there is a number that gets thrown to us to begin with. Then, and in the real time, we go in the back end, we kind of find out who this customer is. Has he visited our website recently? Has he kind of created an inquiry very recently? Then we map it to you. We don't ask you why you are here for, right? We want already preempt that you are here for this. And if that is not the case, then you, of course, have a fallback kind of a flow there. But we know you recently bought. We know in the last 5 days you bought your policy. So why you would be here? Maybe you want to either change something in that policy, or you would want to kind of maybe add some more add-ons to it. Or maybe you want to just find, just get a digital copy of the policy, right? As simple as that. So with the bot journey, what we've done is, a lot of queries that the customers typically would have, which essentially if it were an older way of communication where somebody is answering and you are basically the question is being asked by the customer, an advisor is responding to you, we've kind of taken away that whole sets of use cases where it's very simple that, okay, we have the data, why don't we just give it directly to the customer? So that's what we've kind of been able to achieve with that. Then comes the most important part, which is where you see your quotes, right? When you get to see your quotes in real time, what we've done is we've integrated ourselves with a lot of insurer systems. And in real time, you're able to get those quotes, right? The moment you change a little bit about your case, real time we hit the insurer again, get an updated quote.
Right.
And for example, if you had created a quote today and you move on to, let's say, to the payment page, and somehow you did not make the payment today and tomorrow you come back again, but let's say the prices have changed. So in real time, we also again kind of check it. This customer is about to pay. Is this the right premium for us to collect and validate it, and then make them complete the payment from there?
Right.
But if you also look at another part in the entire flow of buying an insurance is the proposal form, right? The application
Correct.
Form or proposal form, whatever you want to say, right? So that area it's a lot of data. It's a lot of
Correct.
Data that the customer has to fill, right?
True.
So now what we're trying to achieve there, and we've kind of successfully done quite a bit there, is you are supposed to answer around, let's say, 20-30 questions. And it's tiring for a customer,
right.
Customer go through all of them, right? So what we've tried to do is for the data that already we have, right? For the moment you upload a document, we know what's your actual. So maybe at the time of creating an inquiry, you would not have given your complete name, but I know the moment you upload your document, I have your complete name. So what
True.
We do is we scan through your documents, we read it all, we arrange it in a meaningful information, and
right.
then pre-populate all the information within the form by leveraging all the data that we've received from your, let's say, an Emirates ID, your Mulkia, your driving license. We kind of populate all of it so that
right.
for you, it is lesser and lesser things to fill. And and the accuracy is there, because
right.
sometimes there might be a typo while you're writing, but when we are reading it from the document directly, the accurate, and nowadays the AI models are pretty evolved. You don't see those. It's evolved to a point where you don't see these mistakes coming in from those applications, which kind of helps you read these documents. So it's a pretty
right.
Very standard and a very nice output that we've kind of been able to create for a consumer. And lastly, just one thing I wanted to touch upon is your account. For example, you bought a policy, right?
Right.
And not just your policy. You've done a lot of things, let's say, on the platform. And for the last couple of years, we have
right.
that all. And what do? We use that data to manage your experience today.
Okay.
Right? So for example, last year you bought a policy.
Right.
Now you want to renew it.
Right.
You don't have to fill the application form. You don't have to do everything again. Everything is just there. You just click a button, make your payment. Everything is sorted. As long as, because we've already read your document, we know whether the document is expired or not.
Correct.
As on today. Because last year you would have uploaded a document which had an expiry date of, let's say, a month earlier from today, then
Correct.
We'll ask you for your document. Otherwise, it's not needed. Otherwise, we are sorted. You're just about to pay and just get your policy issued. That's something which is enabling us. So all of this just sits on a layer above your data. And what has happened is, with AI coming in, with a lot of innovation on the machine learning side, now we are capable. Everyone today, not just us, anyone who wants to work on technology is now capable enough to handle these large sets of data and be
right.
able to write use cases on top of it and give that experience that they would want to give to their customer.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So is it fair to say that policybazaar.ae is helping customers make informed decisions, and you guys are providing them with tailored insurance products and premiums?
Yes. So that'll be a very fair statement to make, because, see, as I said, there's a lot of information we have. And,
right.
and again, not just about this particular customer who's just logged onto the website, but a lot of other customers who are parallelly doing this journey or would have done it. Let's say if we don't take a long-term data, even if we just look at last 1 month data, which is relevant, that there's a relevancy with regards to timing, right?
Right.
If you're not going 1 year back, maybe the industry was behaving differently at that time. But today, if you look at just 1 month's data, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of insights that we are able to drive from that.
Correct.
So, for example, when you come to buy an insurance, at the back end, we are also checking your profile, the customers who are similar to your profile.
Right.
What kind of plans are they looking at? What kind of coverages
right.
are they looking at? Is there a specific add-on which is getting popularized among your profile, people who are similar to your profile? So that
right.
really helps us
right.
recommend the customer also, even without an advisor talking to the customer. We are able to now do that. Because earlier, it would have been an advisor's role to recommend that, sir, you should take this add-on because your profile is so and so. But now we don't need that because right. at the back end, we know that we have this customer coming in. He belongs to this kind of a profile. We should right. actually do this to the customer, provide them these options, recommend these options. So that really right. helps them make that decisions much more in an informed way and also kind of learn what is happening. So, of course, they don't know that it's the industry, it's an insight from all the consumers put together. But when we recommend something to you, it will ring a bell because it has actually been tested with a lot of other consumer who have interacted before you, right?
True that.
So that really helps. It really helps in giving them, making them take a decision much faster, and that kind of reduces the time for them to make a purchase because they are kind of served what they're expecting, right? They are being True. Offered what they're expecting. So they kind of get in sync. The platform is in sync. So that kind of really helps them take that decision much faster. Then if you actually look at when we do that analysis of consumer choices, right? So that really helps us create a view that these are the gaps that we kind of see what the customers are looking for, right? Mm. They're checking something, but let's say they're looking at an add-on which is only available in one insurer, right? One plan right. is there that is offering that particular add-on. We go to our insurers. We say, okay, this is what the customers are saying. This is what they're checking. This is what they're looking for. Your plans don't have. Why don't right. you bring? Why don't you kind of introduce it? So that really helps the industry at large to start offering something what the customer is actually asking for. So that it creates a very good ripple effect. And then we see that something which was kind of very limited in terms of availability now gets available across. And then that kind of really helps the customers to be able to make decisions much faster. So, yeah, I think our honestly, our role is to actually make customers' decision easier because right. Otherwise, and being a digital only player, if the information is not there for the customer, so it's actually we're not doing justice to our position in the market, right? And I won't say that we are there. And for that matter, in technology, you can never say you've kind of achieved what you set out
true.
For.
Very
but
true.
Yes,
yeah.
Moving in the direction where we'll make it go deeper and deeper and much better for the consumers.
Now, that there was one very interesting thing that you said, and a lot of people say it, but a lot of people are not there yet, and which is customer satisfaction and making it easier for the customers. But back end me, there's a lot of things happening. And of course, artificial intelligence is one of them. So I just want to touch upon how is AI aiding the insurtechs in the region as a whole?
See, when you talk about AI, so there are two, so to say, eras. Like my, right. the one which we are in right now is the era of generative AI.
Correct.
That's a very, very recent phenomenon, last couple of years or maybe less than that, is something right. that people have started talking about AI. But then there is a much older version, much more tested out version. People are already onto it. There's a lot of... so now, if you look at that, the generative AI, and we have to look at both of these separately. Of course, they all merge together, but end of the day, generative AI is something which is new. So people want right. to know more and more about it. And especially the youngsters are actually inquiring or thinking about generative AI when they think AI.
And using it as well, if they can.
Yeah. So I will first refer to what generative AI is kind of, we are kind of leveraging is. So if you look at communication, right? Generative AI is you tell them something or you have a query and it can kind of help you respond or respond for you, right?
Right.
So that's how we are using it. At our backend, our advisors, the system that they use, kind of it is leveraging that piece. So
Correct.
For example, there are a lot of inflow of emails coming in from consumers, from people who are just inquiring, right? Advisors of ours have access within their communication system. We are giving them support via using this generative AI. So now there's an email that is actually already there that the advisor can use to reply to this customer.
Right.
That's already there. But there's also an option to edit it. See, end of the day, we've not given all the data that we have to the as an input for generating this response. It's a limited information that we've given, and there is a, based on that limited information, this particular output has been created. But yes, right. Of course, you can edit it and make it much more customized, make it much more relevant, and then respond. So generative AI is the way, this is the way we use it.
Right.
The other is, a while ago, I was talking about document, reading the documents, right? So we are actually combining both the ones which are before the generative AI piece and generative AI both together in this activity. How do we do that? So you upload a document. We use one of the Google service, which essentially gives us the, okay, this is what is written on it, right? This is what it's like a string of characters they've given to us.
Right.
But now for us to write a code that kind of tells us, okay, this information means this, this part of the string means this, this part is referring to, let's say, the nationality, this part is referring. So that's right. That is writing it manually. But now what we've done is, we take that input, we give it to the generative AI, and then ask them, okay, ask and write a prompt. Okay, so here's the response, here's the data, please give me in this format. Right?
Correct.
And that's what we get. And that directly flows into our code, and that is what we are able to populate on your application / proposal form. So we kind of have married the two.
Right.
Of course, everything at the back end is all merging, but as an application, we've kind of used both of them, made use of best of the world. But over a period of time, as we see generative AI getting much more, and I believe with the new versions that we're getting that are recently launched, it is already possible that we can do all of this in one go itself. But we did this around, let's say, a year back.
Right.
So at that time, this to refer to, let's say, ChatGPT did not have this capability where you could do expect this outcome. And so, yeah, so we are kind of using it. And as I said, a lot of AI goes behind. See, how do we use AI? Because there's a lot of data. So we have to use some kind of models to be able to do something out of it. A very interesting example. So there's this thousands and thousands of minutes of conversation that happens on a telephonic line for us. Right?
Correct.
What do we do with that data? That data is was earlier as in voice, in a voice mode.
Correct.
What do we do? It's an analog data. We cannot do anything with it.
Right.
So AI helps us transcribe the entire thing. It gives us a transcript of the entire conversation. And then what we can do on top of that, and we do on top of that, is start identifying some highlights. Right. For example, if I were to know, in how many of my customers are talking about a specific add-on or a specific coverage or are using, in case of health insurance, worldwide coverage.
Right.
Or
right.
in case of car insurance, how many people are asking for Oman cover. Right.
Right.
So that really helps that when you look at thousands of those calls or actually lakhs of those calls, when you look at that, you of course cannot do anything with the voice data. You have to use that transcription that has been created with help of the AI models. And now you are in a position to kind of take some intelligent output out of it and create something which will add value to your business. So, yeah, that's how we are leveraging AI. And of course, it's still a long way to go. And of course, and also with the AI itself evolving, we will evolve with the same.
Absolutely.
There are so many. And again, the data has always been there. Even digital footprint data was there earlier also. But now with AI, we are able to kind of do a lot of analysis on that.
True that. True that.
We'll continue our discussion about InsurTech and a whole lot more. But for that, keep tuned in to The Policy Project for part two of this episode next week.
You were listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.